You can come out now. They're gone. It was just the post office man. Is that what he's called? I mean, I don't want to be specific. Here's your mail. Yeah. I was looking through it and there was this weird letter. I'm pretty sure that the letter wasn't for you. Must have been sent to the wrong address. Because what I read in that letter, it wasn't that appealing. Actually, I wasn't a fan. I was kind of hurt. You don't know about how this letter ended up in your mailbox, do you? Ah, here we go again. You never know anything now, do you? No. Only when everything depends on it. That's when you remember, don't you? Yeah. Come on. I know you're trying to play me. What, do you think I'm a fool? You can't keep playing this game. Not for too long without thinking that someone's going to figure it out. And I'm just too in love with you to not figure it out. All the sudden disappearings, the weird cryptic messages on the wall. Now it all makes sense, huh? What's going on between you and this person? I mean, for them to send you a letter, they'd have to think that you guys have a connection. But my thing is, you can't connect with them when you're already bonded with me. So, someone has the wrong idea, right? Well, who is it? Am I wrong or am I being played? You keep saying that I need to calm down as if I'm getting riled up. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm sorry if I am. I just want to know what's going on. That way we can move forward in a healthy relationship where we both love each other and we tell each other the truth. Even if it hurts. Even if we did something so terribly wrong that goes against everything that's in our agreement. Now, I know you would never try to hurt me. Hell, you saved me. You're the reason I'm even alive. Thinking of your smile and reminiscing over your laugh. They carried me through a very, very, very rough time. And now, here we are. Going through tough times again. And right now, more than ever, I need to know if I can trust you. Because if I can't, well then, no one should be able to trust you. And what I mean by that is, no one should be given the chance to have your trust. Or to be giving trust to you. Because you don't deserve that. You don't deserve anything. You know what you're worth. And you're worth every bit of me. And only me. That's why you have pictures of me hanging over your bed. That's why you see my face when you wake up in the morning. Why you kiss it goodnight. Because in the end, they can say that they have you. They can live out this fairy tale. They can pretend. But what it comes down to is, who has you in their arms at the end of the night? Whose bed are you sleeping in? When you want to feel safe, when you want to feel protected, who protects you? Who makes sure all the doors are locked and that no one's crawling through the windows? That is me. I do that, and I do that willingly, because I love you. And I'm not going to let anyone take you away from me or hurt you, especially when you're with me. How could I let that happen? What kind of boyfriend would I be? I'd be a disgrace, an abomination, and I could never let that happen. So, what do? I watch you. I watch you every single day, every second of the day. I make sure that my eyes are glued to you. Some might say that's a bit over the top. They say that that's a little crazy. Well, what I say to them is, you don't know crazy. You haven't seen crazy yet. But if these fuckers keep talking to you, you're gonna see crazy. You're gonna see it. All of you will see crazy. And you'll see how crazy Midoriya gets. Oh. Sweetie. Don't think that I'm trying to threaten you. I would never hurt you. I could never hurt you. You're my everything. Why can't you just understand that? I put you above everything. I put you above my hero training. I put you above my mother. I put you above my health. Because that's how much you mean to me. And when you talk to these boys, and they come back to me and tell me how you were all giggly, so friendly, so sweet, so kind. You don't know how much I just wanna... I just wanna smash someone's head in. But I don't. I don't do it because I know that it doesn't matter. These guys, they think that one day you'll just walk out of my life. They're hoping for it. I know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know they always look up and down when they see you. They try and look through your clothes. Mm-hmm. They're always analyzing you with their nasty, perverted eyes. I've been very tempted to just poke someone's eyeball out. It wouldn't hurt. I mean, they'll still be alive. They won't die. They just won't be able to see. They just won't be able to see, you know? They don't know who they're fucking with. And they don't get that if they keep fucking with me, I will. Who sent you the letter? I know you know who sent you the letter. Because how else would they know the address to my place? Oh, honey. Wow. I never thought that we'd have to have this conversation. I always thought that we were on the same page. That you understood me and I understood you. But it seems there's a little glitch in the system here. Uh-oh. Malfunction. We have to replace the hard drive. Replacing the hard drive isn't going to be that hard. No. No. You see, all I have to do is connect it to the router. Baby. You see, when you kiss me, our lips connect like no other. And I know how much I turn you on. Oh, you're already trying to bite down on my lip. Kiss me again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did I say stop? I want more. Oh, fuck. I have to say, though, you are a brilliant kisser. So enticing, it just makes me want to kiss you more. Oh, the things I want to do to you. Oh, I'm going to do it to you tonight just to spite them. Where's that letter again? Let me see it. Oh. You don't need this. Oh, what a great pipe dream. They thought that they could take you away from me. Funny. But no one is taking you away from me. You fucking belong to me. And the quicker I can make that sink into these fuckers' heads, the better off we'll be. Should I take it off? Yeah. I'll let you do it for me. Take off my belt for me, baby. Oh, are you going to unzip my pants too? I love that. Oh, you can't kiss me and grip my fucking dick like that too. You're just going to turn me on. Oh. Fuck, you're going to turn me on. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't take it. I might have to pin you against the wall. Oh. Will you let me? Will you let me fuck you? I know you want my fucking cock inside of you. Let me feel you down there. Wet. Oh, you're begging me for it now, aren't you? Yeah? I got your pussycat wet and now you can't think right. Get on your knees. I don't want you to suck it. I just want you to kiss it and lick it a little bit. Oh, I like your kisses down there. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, flick your tongue just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, you make me so crazy. Come on. Stand up again. Ah, look at how fat that ass is. Oh, I want it bouncing against me. Come on. Let's push you against the wall. And let's have some fun. Oh, you want me inside of you? I can't hear you. Huh? What? Come on. What do you want? You want me inside of you? Yeah? Say it again. What do you want? Oh, yeah? Oh, fuck. Then I have to. I have to fuck you then. Oh, hold it right there. Why does it always feel so fucking good? Do you like it when my balls pull up against your fucking ass like that? Oh, 'cause I fucking love it. Oh, gosh. Are you gonna moan my name a little louder for me? Louder. 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 Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. If you keep this up, I might just come inside of you. Oh, you want that, huh? Fuck. Okay. Oh, I'm going to have to fucking come inside of you then. You asked for this. You made me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me touch your little clit right there. I'm coming. Don't forget to mention how much you love being